This is a bus with Finland from Paris, France. He saw me in Dwarka in 88 March. I didn't see him. He saw me. Then he went back and wrote the letter. Yes, I saw him. Then we met in England a few times and in Belgium one time. Radha Desh. It is also the original Radha Desh, country of Radha. So he had been his lately steady. His president has strongly recommended his case for initiation. He had been serving as the temple commander and carrying big loads of books and distributing them. That's why he's bent sometimes. Yeah, he has a backache, you know, carrying big loads of books. It's true. So four rules?
No meditating, no innocent sex, no gambling, and no intoxication.
So you chant also 16 rounds? Daily? You are doing Sundar Gopal Das. Still has some culture. Is a family, the family of the priest. He was staying in Udupi, in the Udupi Krishna Madhvacharya's place. He also had taken some kind of initiation, but that was attracted by Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Which is superior to every other ism or philosophy. So he's with us in Delhi, doing Harinam Sankirtan, doing Vaikunthi preaching. Seems to be well established, chants his rounds very seriously, closes his eyes and chants. I like it, that's nice. I would like everyone to get serious about chanting the rounds. So, four rules?
No meditating.
Okay. You also will chant minimum 16 rounds. So one more than 64, then you come down to 32, yeah. 16, no less. So, each hand 16 rounds, so we pay, anymore. Their name is Braja Bhakti Vilas. Vilas is also scripture compiler 9 by the Lord Swami. And Hari Bhakti Vilas is Vraja Bhakti Vilas. Marketer, among the initiates, which are 7 in number today, 2 of them are taking brain initiations for your information. One of them is Marco Polo from Italy, and Rasa Sankirtan in Italy. Distributed to black books. And that's all that we have done all night long. This seems to be very good at it. And for the last 1 year, she has been chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. At least 8 hours a day. That's part of 24-hour kirtan. So he has lots of purification, lots of chanting. So now, soon after Vrajamandra Parikrama, this plan is going back to Italy and serve Padyatra there. So we welcome that. So four rooms. He shall 16 rounds daily. Your name is Guru Mangal Das. Pariyatra in Mauritius during 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he's planning to go back to Denmark and distribute Prabhupada's books. So, we'd like to further empower him to do this task. So that is why. Okay, what are the four rules? Chant 16 rounds every day. Your name is Hare Krishna Das. Everyone will chant your name all the time. Make sure you understand your name correctly. Yeah. Clean, simple, straightforward, nice names. They're not complex. This is Bhakti Ramayana from Villa Vrindavan. Seems to be a very good cook. Krishna Chaitanya, right? That's the name? Okay. Krishna Chaitanya said he seems a very good cook. He came to Vrindavan Parikrama last year. And after she went, her performance improved and the president was very happy. As a result, she has been sent back to Vrindavan to stay only 1 month, short time, then going back. 2 months, okay. She has also taught in Gurukul at Vrindavan. This is quite steady, engaged in her services and chanting. And likes devotees, likes to serve devotees. It is very rare quality. So, four rules in any case. You also chant
10 hours every day. Your name is Aradhana Devinda. The name Radha comes from Aradhana. Sri Vigraha Aradhana Nityana. We already have introduced the senior. You all know that. She did all our legal work for Padyatra, that's why we had no trouble with the police in America. And did a lot of services. She walked 100 days in America throughout the California. So okay, what are the four rules? And 16 rounds daily, your name is Vrindavan Leela. So, those are the names. And, so I gave him certain initiation. Meet me later on. Nothing for you now.
Chandravani.
Where Krishna he danced in the form of peacock. It was we're just reading in this book Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, where we find some description how Radharani once complained that around here there are no peacocks. This whole area is bereft of peacocks. So then Lord personally appeared here as a peacock and danced in the form of peacock for the pleasure of Radha and her associates. There is also understanding that there was a competition between one another peacock, the real peacock, and Krishna in the form of the peacock. And Radharani was there to judge. Radharani, when he was sitting as a judge, and Krishna and the peacock, they were dancing. So, there was a performance. They both danced together. So when Radharani was asked, so whose performance was better? She said the real peacock was the best, the better. And she pointed out that while you were both going in circles, you, Krishna, you made one circle less. They're going in circles, so the real peacock was faster, you made one circle less. So you are defeated. So Krishna said, I'm ready to dance more for your pleasure. You're not satisfied. So then Krishna got into dancing as a peacock and kept dancing and dancing and dancing until Radharani was completely satisfied. Okay, bas, now I'm fully satisfied. So, Krishna is there in Vrindavan to satisfy Radharani. And Radharani also is there in Vrindavan just to satisfy Krishna. That's the purpose of their, one purpose, internal purpose of their existence. They are there to satisfy, please each other. So, this place. Now this painting that you see This was painted by a blind man. This painting was done by a blind man. But he was a great devotee. He was seeing, because he was seeing this pastime, he was envisioning this pastime of Krishna dancing as a peacock. So as he was seeing it, and his realization of that pastime, so he painted it with his eyes, of course, closed. Inner eyes, spiritual eyes opened, and he was seeing the pastime and he painted it. So you could, the painters with the eyes, if they see with their eyes this painting, they'll be amazed to see the art of the blind devotee painter with many intricate details in the painting. So here we are on one of the heads of Brahma. This hill is Brahma. Another name is Varshan. Varshan hill. From Varshan comes Varsana or Varsana. There's another hill there. If when you go out, or those who are out already, there's a hill. That's another head of Brahma. Mangar. More Kutir. Mangar. Dan, the place where the tax came in. So that's one head there. Just pick up dancing. Another. Radharani became proud one time. So that's another. Vilaskar. Gard means like a peak. So these are the four heads of Brahma. All the pastimes are kind of taking place on the head of Brahma here. When we go to the temple, we'll see. Did you see Nandagram Hill as yet?
You haven't seen. Well, it depends what time we get there. There is still before sunset we'll be
able to see Nandagram Hill, that is Rudra Shiva Nandishwar, which is 8 kilometers. Today, this time will be Nandagram. Nandagram Ki
Jai!
So, Radharani, again, a reminder so that this misconception is cleared, was not born here. This is not birthplace of Radha. Birthplace of Radha is Raval, on bank of Jamuna, across Mathura city, on the same side as Gokul. Gokul is also across. So like there, Raval and Gokul are near. So that's where Radha and Krishna, they stayed while they were little children. And because of the danger of the ruler of Mathura, King Kamsa, they had to shift. So both the family, Krishna's family, Nanda Maharaj, he shifted to Nandagram, and Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, they shifted here in Barsana. After shifting, they're also in the same area and quite close to each other, only eight kilometers apart. So when they appeared, when Radha and Krishna appeared, their appearance is also close to each other. How much close? How much difference? Is it?
15 days.
They're both Ashtami, right? Krishna Ashtami and Radha Ashtami. Ashtami, between two Ashtami, there are difference of 15 days. Again, the difference is that Krishna appeared at night time, at midnight, and Radha appeared daytime at noon time. Night time, midnight, and daytime, noon time. That's because in months there are two pakshas, or two divisions. Month is divided into two parts.
One part is called Krishna Paksha, and the other one is called Shukla Paksha. Krishna Paksha is black, waning moon, waning moon, and waxing moon.
So Krishna has appeared in waning period, when nights get darker and darker and darker, and then one night there's no moon. Then there's a moon, and then there's a full moon, become whiter. So Krishna is black in color, blackish. But he appeared at night during this Krishna Paksha, the waning period. And Radha is white or golden. She has appeared daytime during waxing moon period. So there are some other things to remember. Radha was born on Ashtami, and it was Monday. So she appeared on Monday. I think Krishna appeared on Wednesday. Krishna appeared on Wednesday, and Radha appeared on Monday. So there's some things to remember. Month is the same. Bhadra. Shravan Bhadrapad. Shravan, the other names. Chaitra Vaishak, Shrestha, Shar, Shravan, Bhadra.
Yes.
That means Radha was bigger than Krishna.
Oh.
First Krishna appear, then Radha appear. Is it the same year? At least 2 weeks difference is there. Could be more. Like a Balaram. Balaram appeared six. Purnima, right? Understanding, Purnima, then Ashtami. So 1 year and 7-8 days before Krishna. Balaram appeared, and then after 1 year and 1 week, we could say, Krishna appeared. The next year, following year, Krishna appeared. So Radha...
Sashti, Balaram, Sashti, Bhadrapad.
Midday. This time of the day, like there are different times, or different incarnations. Okay?
24 First of the 11th. And the rest of underground.
Gaurabrahmanande Sri Sri Nidai Gaurasundar ki jai Sri Larupad ki jai Prem Sarovar ki jai Gaurabrahmanande Hari 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 Va This is Prem Sarovar. Prem, that is love, the highest love, love of Radha and Krishna. This sarovar, this lake, is filled up with the tears of love of Radha and Krishna. At Vimalkund in Kamban, anyone is able to hear? Yes? Hearing? We understood that Vimal Sarovar was filled up with a perspiration out of love of the gopis who originally came from Ayodhya while they were dancing in Ras. They perspired, and that perspiration filled up this Vimalkund where they were a few days ago. Now we come to another kund, another very sacred kund called Prem Sarovar, and these are the tears. Water is tears of love of Radha and Krishna. One time, Radha was sitting in the lap of Sri Krishna. And then there comes one bumblebee. This is different from bumblebee that you will be hearing about later on today, to whom Radha considered as a messenger of Krishna, that is near Nandagram. This is near Barsana. Another bumblebee had come as she was humming around the lotus feet trying to get some nectar from the lotus like feet of Radha and Krishna. The bumblebees are always trying to gather some nectar, so they thought. One bumblebee thought this is the best flower. Lotus flower. So let me gather some nectar. So while this bumblebee was humming around, one friend of Krishna, Madhu Mangal, comes with a stick. He came with a stick. And he thought this bumblebee just causing disturbance in Krishna-Radha relationship. She's simply unwanted guest. So just to render service to Radha Krishna, this Madhu Mangal, funny friend of Krishna, he comes with a stick and he drives away. He drives away. Huh? You say? He drove away the bumblebee, and then he returned and said, yes, I got rid of this Madhu. Now you carry on with your talks, Leela. So when Srimati Radharani heard, yes, Madhu Mangal got rid of Madhu, she immediately thought that he got rid of Krishna. Because one name of Krishna is Madhusudan. He is killer of Madhu demon. So just by hearing this Madhu Mangal saying, yes, yes, I got rid of Madhu, I got rid of Madhu. Now, I did good job, you carry on. There's no more disturbance. So when Radharani heard that, she was shocked and her heart was full of separation from Krishna. See, then what did he, this boy do? Why did he drive away Krishna? And nice time with him. And why would he do this? Because she felt that she was alone. Krishna was no more around. This Madhu Mangal did terrible job of getting rid of Madhu, Sudan, Krishna. So she felt intense separation from Krishna. For a moment he felt that Krishna was not there. And she started shedding tears out of separation. Now, Radha and Krishna, they both have this fear of losing each other's company. Like other day, that Chitra Vichitra Sheela, they also were sitting there in a confidential, secluded place, and there come the coward boys or coward girls, and they had to, Radha felt embarrassed, a lot of embarrassment, she's quickly leaving. And she leaves her veil behind there. So like that, when they're confidentially associating with each other, some demon comes or some friend comes, someone comes, or a Krura comes and takes away Krishna, something or the other happens and they don't remain united together for longer. So this fear is within the heart of Radha and Krishna, both of them, especially Radha, is always afraid of losing association of Krishna. So, as soon as he heard Madhu Mangal say, yes, yes, I got rid of Madhu, she didn't even think where is Krishna or she was sitting on the lap of Krishna. Immediately, you know, she started shedding tears, thinking that Krishna is this boy did such a bad job. He really got rid of my mother Susan. And she started shedding tears. And when Krishna, who was very much there, of course, when he saw that Radha was shedding tears, he also started shedding tears. So they both shed tears, lots of tears. Torrents, like a torrent of rain, feeling separation from each other. And from those tears, this Prince Sarovar has come into being. This lake, pond, the water in it, is a manifestation of Radha Krishna love. This is a witness of love of Radha and Krishna. It is witness of Krishna's pastimes in this area. We have come only a few kilometers away from Barsana, which is the hometown of Radharani, and another 5-6 kilometers to go, and there is hometown of Lord Krishna. So in between Barsana and Nandagram, and all around Nandagram and Barsana, there are tons of places of Krishna's pastimes. Now very few have been recorded. We have recorded only very, very few pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam has hardly any record. Only in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are only 90 chapters describing few of the pastimes of Krishna. Hmm? this is very much limited. Or as we had pointed out before, that Radha is hardly mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam by Sukadeva Goswami. But there was a reason why he did not do so. First of all, there was shortage of time. He could only speak for 7 days and 7 nights and no more, because King Parikshit was to leave his body on the 7th day. And this Sukadeva Goswami, you know, to talk about Radharani was difficult for him. Not that he did not know Radharani. In fact, Radharani was worshipable deity of Sukadeva Goswami. That is why she is also known by one name called Shukeshta. She is Ishta. Ishta, Ishta. Ishtadev. People usually, who is your Ishtadev? Who is your worshipable deity? So the worshipable deity of Sukadeva Goswami was Radharani. Worshipable deity of Narayan Bhatta Goswami, who is Brajacharya. His worshipable deity is also Radharani. This temple, the deity in this Barsana temple was worshipped by Narayan Bhatta Goswami also. So Sukadeva Goswami, it was a very hard time for him to contemplate on form and pastimes of Radha, because immediately he would go in trance. His voice would choke up. His body would tremble. He would begin rolling on the ground. So, in public, because this was almost a, it was a public address, dialogue between Sukadeva Goswami and King Parikshit was right there in the midst of thousands of personalities, big and small. So he could not, he did not talk. He has very indirectly mentioned Radha. But there are unlimited pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So besides Srimad Bhagavatam, our previous acharyas, especially the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have revealed some more pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Because these pastimes would reveal unto their hearts. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Karila Prakash. When Goswamis, six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they stayed in Vrindavan, in Braj, and all these pastimes were being revealed unto them, and then they have revealed unto us, and they have compiled some of these pastimes. So, that's how we know Radha and Krishna a little more. So from their writings, we have some records here. Once Lord Krishna considered within his heart, listen to this statement, we'll have a little more better understanding of Radha and Krishna. Everyone says that I am complete bliss, full of rasas. All the world derives pleasure from me. Is there anyone who can give me pleasure? One who has 100 times more quality than me could give me pleasure. Than me could give pleasure to my mind. One more qualified than me is impossible to find in the world. But in Radha alone I feel the presence of one who can give me pleasure. Although my beauty defeats the beauty of 10 million cupids, although it is unequaled and unsurpassed, although it gives pleasure to the 3 worlds, seeing Radharani gives pleasure to my eyes. The vibration of my transcendental flute attracts the 3 worlds, but my ears are enchanted by the sweet words of Srimati Radharani. Although the entire creation is full of different tastes because of me, I am charmed by nectarian taste of lips of Srimati Radharani. And although my touch is cooler than 10 million moons, I am refreshed by the touch of Srimati Radhika. Thus, although I am the source for the happiness of the entire world, the beauty and attributes of Sri Radhika are my life and soul. In this way, my affectionate feelings for Srimati Radharani may be understood, but on analysis I find them contradictory. My eyes are fully satisfied when I look upon Srimati Radharani. But by looking upon me, she becomes even more advanced in satisfaction. The flute-like murmur of bamboos rubbing against one another steals Radharani's consciousness, for she thinks to be the sound. For she thinks it to be the sound of my flute, and she embraces tamal tree, thinking it to be for me. I have gotten the embrace of Sri Krishna, she thinks, so now my life is fulfilled. Thus she remains immersed in pleasing Krishna, taking the tree in her arms. When a favorable breeze carries to her the fragrance of my body, she is blinded by love and tries to fly into that breeze. When she tastes the betel chewed by me, she merges in an ocean of joy and forgets everything else. Even with the hundreds of mouths, I could not express the transcendental pleasure she derives from my association. Seeing the luster of her complexion after our pastimes together, I forget my own identity in happiness. The sage Bharat has said that the mellows of lover and beloved are equal, but he does not know the mellows of my Vrindavan. Krishna is saying this. The happiness I feel when meeting Radharani is 100 times greater than the happiness I get from meeting others. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela. So, like that, it goes on a little longer. Her eyes are enchanted. This is a statement of Rupa Goswami. Her eyes are enchanted by the beauty of Lord Krishna, the enemy of Kamsa. Her body thrills in pleasure at his touch. Her ears are always attracted to his sweet voice. Her nostrils are enchanted by his fragrance, and her tongue hankers for the nectar of his soft lips. She hangs down her lotus-like face, exercising self-control only by pretense, but she cannot help showing the external signs of her spontaneous love for Lord Krishna. Considering this, I can understand that some unknown mellow is mellow in my control. Controls the entire existence of my captivator, Srimati Radharani. I am always eager to taste the joy that Radharani derives from me. In spite of various efforts, I have not been able to taste it. But my desire is to relish that pleasure increases as I smell it, its sweetness. I have appeared in the world to taste mellows. I shall taste the mellows of pure love in various ways. I shall teach devotional service which springs from spontaneous love of devotees by demonstrating it myself with my pastimes. But these three desires have not been satisfied, for one cannot enjoy them in a contrary past positions. Unless I accept the luster of ecstatic love of Sri Radhika, these three desires cannot be fulfilled. Therefore, assuming Radharani's sentiments and bodily complexion, I shall descend to fulfill these three desires. Who is saying this?
while Krishna is saying, then
he's still Krishna who is thinking, then that form is of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Krishna desired to test the limitless nectarian mellows of love of one of his multitude damsels, Sri Radha, and so he has assumed the form of Lord Chaitanya. He has tested that love while hiding his own dark complexion with her effulgent yellow color. May that Lord Chaitanya confer upon us his grace. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. So grace of Srimati Radharani has descended upon us in the form of Mahaprabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who has become Mahavadanya, most magnanimous, and through our disciplic succession we are getting mercy of Radharani. In the form of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In fact, every day, at least 2 hours, we are praying to Radharani. Whether we are in Barsana, like we are today, or wherever we are, in Denmark, or in Sweden, or Japan, or California, every day all the members of Krishna Consciousness Movement are praying to Radharani. Hare Krishna means, oh Radhe, please engage me in service of Krishna. So we are in touch with Radha, we are praying to Radha, begging at her feet. Our prayer is that she should engage us in service of Krishna. She is very nicely engaged in service of Krishna. We could see that. We are convinced of that. She is fixed up devotee. So we also pray for her mercy. So this prayer alone is very important prayer. There are so many mantras and prayers. But this prayer, Hare Krishna Mahamantra prayer, prayer in the form of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, was given to us by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is his gift. So if we take to this gift very seriously and go on chanting offenselessly, trying to avoid offenses, clearing stage and then no more offenses, then it is possible that Srimati Radharani will engage us more and more in service of Krishna for all the time to come. So that one day we'll be able to see Radha and Krishna. Because Radha and Krishna are eternal and very much living, and they're around. So by increasing our love and devotion, our service attitude, Prabhupada also said that, don't try to see Krishna, but act in such a way so that he would like to come and see you. So Krishna can come and see us, and then we could also see him. That's the perfection. Living entity can see Krishna. Living entity can see Radha and Krishna. So we are going all over Braj, looking for Radha, looking for Krishna. So let us get a little closer to Radha and Krishna as a result of our Brajamandal Parikrama travels. Let us become more free from offenses, more free from anarthas, more sense control, more austerities, more jnana and vairagya. Then these are the stumbling blocks. These things, the lust and the greed and the anger, which are gateway to hell, they are keeping us away from Radha and Krishna. It's a thick, big, fat, tall wall between us and Radha Krishna. So if not dismantle and collapse this wall, at least we could make it thinner and thinner and thinner, so that one day we could get rid of this partition between Radha Krishna and ourselves, and then eternally associate with them, eternally serve them as everyone in Braj is serving their lordships, Sri Sri Radha Krishna. So this is our prayer. Our prayer is not different every day. Our prayer is the same every single day, every year, until we meet Radha and Krishna. Prayer is that we be engaged in their services, and then if we render those services with loving devotion, when spontaneity is there, then we'll be able to see Radha and Krishna. But don't try to become sahajiyas, take it cheaply and try to see them easily, quickly. Process has to be followed. That is why this science of Krishna consciousness is there. The complete science of Bhakti Yoga, Nectar of Devotion is there. So step by step, Adho Shraddha, faith, Aso Sadhu Sangh, then Bhajana Kriya, Anarth Nivritti, Shat, like that. It ends up in Krishna Prem, love of Godhead. So we have taken some love of Godhead on our head, in the form of the drops. Let this love of Godhead enter our hearts and stay there eternally. So that's our humble prayer. On the bank of this Prem Sarovar.
Buddha of Baitak. On the way to Nandagram.
So since we don't have an English Krishna book, we will have this class in Hindi. We have a Hindi Krishna book. Okay, so it will be translated. Anyhow, before we start, I can read from Vrindavan Ki Jai. This is the place, it's called Uddhava Khyari. Khyari. While Krishna was at Mathura, he sent Uddhava to Vrindavan with a message for his residents. After meeting with Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, Uddhava came to this secluded forest to deliver Krishna's message to the gopis. Uddhava read the message. So this is the place where Uddhava read the message to the gopis and to Radharani. And we know, we also know, Srimati Radharani exhibited Mahabhava, the topmost symptoms of ecstatic love. So this is the place where Srimati Radharani was talking with the bumblebee. And there's a whole chapter in Krishna book volume 2. I think it's Krishna book volume 2.
ने उद्धव जी के दर्शन तो उन्होंने देखा कि उनकी और श्री कृष्ण की मुखाकृति में अत्यधिक साम्य था और वे समझ गई कि वे श्री कृष्ण के एक महान भक्त हैं. When the gopis saw Uddhava very similar to the form of Krishna, then they could understand that he is very great devotee of Lord Krishna. उनकी भुजाएं लंबी थी और उनके हाथ कमल दल की भांति थे. His hands were very long and like lotus petal. उन्होंने पीत वस्त्र धारण किए थे और कंठ में कमल पुष्पों की माला धारण की थी. He had yellow garment on his body and in his neck he wore lotus flower garland. उनका मुख अत्यंत सुंदर था. सारूप्य मुक्ति प्राप्त कर लेने के कारण उद्धव जी की शारीरिक आकृति भगवान के जैसी ही थी और लगभग श्री कृष्ण के समान ही दिखाई देते थे. बिकॉज ऑफ हैविंग सारूप्य लिबरेशन उद्धव जी वॉज वेरी वेरी मच सिमिलर टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा. श्री कृष्ण की अनुपस्थिति में गोपियां नियम पूर्वक अपना कर्तव्य समझकर प्रातःकाल माता यशोदा के घर आती थी. इन द एब्सेंस ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा ऑल दी गोपीज वेरी रेगुलरली केम एवरी मॉर्निंग टू द हाउस ऑफ यशोदा. उन्हें ज्ञात था कि माता यशोदा और नंद महाराज सदा दुखी से कातर रहते हैं, अतः वृंदावन के वयोवृद्ध व्यक्तियों में सर्वश्रेष्ठ नंद यशोदा के पास आकर उन्हें प्रणाम करना अपना कर्तव्य बना लिया था. सो द गोपीज रियलाइज देयर ड्यूटी टू कम एवरी डे टू नंद महाराज एंड यशोदा and offer obeisances and pacify them. श्री कृष्ण के समान ही इनके भी कमल दल से नयन है, वैसे ही उन्नत नासिका और सुंदर मुख है. ये श्री कृष्ण की भांति मुस्कुरा भी रहे हैं. These gopis, when saw Uddhava, then they were talking with each other that his eyes are as beautiful as Krishna and his nose and face is also beautiful and he is smiling also like Krishna. Atav Uddhava ji ko gher kar khadi ho gayi. Therefore they gathered Uddhava. Jab gopiyon ko gyat hua ki Uddhava ji Sri Krishna ka sandesh laye hain to ve atyant prasanna ho gayi aur unhe baithne ke liye ekant sthan mein aasan diya. तो ये वही स्थान है जहाँ के उद्धव जी का मिलन हुआ था सब गोपियों के साथ में, और ये एकांत स्थान है. सो व्हेन दी गोपीज अंडरस्टूड दैट उद्धव हैज ब्रॉट मैसेज ऑफ कृष्णा देन दे वर वेरी मच हैप्पी एंड दे गेव द प्लेस वेरी सेक्युलर प्लेस टू उद्धव.
Not last year, but before last year, we had Narayan Maharaj here, came, and he had given very nice class here, at this place. And he was mentioning that Uddhava actually came at night, in the evening time. And then, actually, when he came, he went to Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. He stayed overnight there. So when he came at night, his features were just like Krishna, as we read right now. So even Mother Yashoda was also thinking that, oh, Krishna has come back. And all the gopis were staying around, they were thinking, oh, Krishna has come back, we want to see him. So they were thinking, Krishna is back. So in the even at the night, they thought that Krishna is back, but why is he not coming? So in the morning, time when Uddhava was there, then all the gopis gathered around Uddhava. And then Uddhava, they gave him secluded place. This is the place where Uddhava came and he started to deliver the message.
Also he said that time, Narayana Maharaj said that Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they have neglected completely their house duties, the household duties. You remember he was saying? And all the gopis and Radharani, they were running like mad in the forest of separation of Krishna.
Yeah, Nanda Maharaj also thought that, oh, Krishna is back at, by saying that.
हमें ज्ञात है कि आप श्री कृष्ण के अत्यंत अंतरंग सखा हैं, इसीलिए उन्होंने अपने माता पिता को धीर बंधाने के निमित्त आपको वृंदावन भेजा है. So those gopis were saying that we know that you are very much intimate friend of Lord Krishna and he has sent you to pacify his father and mother. हम समझ सकते हैं कि पारिवारिक स्नेह अत्यंत दृढ़ होता है. महान साधु जिन्होंने संन्यास ग्रहण कर लिया है वे भी अपने परिवार के सदस्यों को नहीं त्याग पाते हैं. We know that the family attachment is very strong, and great sadhus and sannyasis also are very much unable to give up the attachment of their family. अतः श्री कृष्ण ने आपको अपने माता पिता के पास भेजा है, अन्यथा वृंदावन में अब आपका अब उनका कोई प्रयोजन नहीं है. Therefore, Lord Krishna has sent you to his father and mother. Otherwise, he has no other duty in Vrindavan. वे उस भ्रमर की भांति है जिन्हें पुष्पों में तभी तक रुचि है जब तक वे उनका मधु लेना चाहते हैं. श्री कृष्णा इज लाइक बम्बुल बी हु हैज अटैचमेंट टू द फ्लावर अंटिल देयर इज सम हनी इन दैट. यह अत्यंत मनोवैज्ञानिक व स्वाभाविक है कि जैसे ही प्रेमी का धन समाप्त हो जाता है वैसे ही वेश्या की उसमें रुचि भी समाप्त हो जाती है. दिस इज वेरी साइकोलॉजिकल एंड नेचुरल दैट द प्रोस्टिट्यूट also loves a person when he has money, and when the money is finished the prostitute also does not love the person. usi bhati jab nagarikon ko gyat hota hai ki shasan unki suraksha karne mein asmarth hai tab ve vah desh tyag dete hain. and also the citizens also when they see that the king is unable to protect them then they leave that king also. ek vidyarthi apni shiksha samapt karne ke paschat अपने विद्यालय तथा गुरु से संबंध त्याग देता है. ए स्टूडेंट आल्सो आफ्टर कंप्लीटिंग हिज स्टडीज ही लीव्स हिज स्कूल एंड टीचर. यज्ञ कराने वाले ब्राह्मण अपनी दक्षिणा के पश्चात अपने यजमान को त्याग देते हैं. ब्राह्मणाज आल्सो आफ्टर कंप्लीटिंग द सैक्रिफाइस एंड गेटिंग सम चैरिटी दे आल्सो अबैंडन हिज प्रीस्ट यजमान क्या बोलते हैं क्लाइंट. ब्राह्मण आल्सो लीव्स हिज क्लाइंट.
दीज आर द गोपीज दे आर टेलिंग टू उद्धवा दे आर सेइंग दैट कृष्णा डजंट केयर फॉर अस ही हैड सेंट अ मैसेज बिकॉज ही हैज द फैमिली अटैचमेंट हिज फादर एंड मदर. He has actually sent you not for us but sent for the family, and that's why Srila Prabhupada is making a point that even the someone becomes sannyasi or sadhu still he has some attachment with the family. So Krishna has sent you just for the to send a message to Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, not for us. Krishna is just like a bumblebee is goes on the flower. And as long as there is a honey on the flower, it stays and then it goes away. So similarly, Krishna had some business with us in the past. But now he is going to go in the city and now he will have more beautiful girls, others than us. We are the village girls. So he is sending the message. He doesn't care. That's what...
So they have used many similes. One simile is birds. The birds also leave the tree when there is no fruits. The fruits are over. And also the guest also leaves the house when he eats nice prasadam. And also the animals also leave the forest when there is some forest fire burning in the forest. So इस प्रकार इतनी उपमाओं का उल्लेख करके गोपियां परोक्ष रूप से श्री कृष्ण को दोष देने लगी. सो दे स्टार्टेड कंडेमिंग कृष्णा इन दिस वे. उद्धव जी को ज्ञात था कि वृंदावन की गोपिकाएं केवल श्री कृष्ण और उनकी बाल लीलाओं के चिंतन में ही मग्न थी. उद्धव वाज नोइंग दैट द वृंदावन गोपीज आर ओनली एंगेज्ड इन थिंकिंग अबाउट द बेस्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्णा. उद्धव जी से श्री कृष्ण के विषय में वार्तालाप करते हुए वे अपने घर के काम काज को पूरी तरह से भूल गईं. सो व्हेन दे वर टॉकिंग अबाउट कृष्णा दे जस्ट फॉरगॉट ऑल देयर हाउस होल्ड ड्यूटीज. उन गोपियों में से श्रीमती राधा रानी श्री कृष्ण का व्यक्तिगत सान्निध्य पा चुकी थी, इसी कारण वे श्री कृष्ण के चिंतन में इतनी मग्न हो गई कि वहां उड़ते हुए तथा उनके पद कमलों का स्पर्श करने का प्रयास करने वाले एक भ्रमर से संभाषण करने लगी। सो राधा रानी एमंग अदर गोपीज वाज सो मच एब्जॉर्ब दैट ए बम्बलबी विच वाज फ्लाइंग नियर हर लोटस फीट, राधा रानी स्टार्टेड टॉकिंग विद पैसेंजर ऑफ कृष्णा। श्री कृष्ण जब मेरी किसी प्रतिस्पर्धिनी युवती के स्तन को दबा रहे थे तब उनकी पुष्पमाला पर कुमकुम लग गया था, वही कुमकुम मैंने तुम्हारी मूछों पर लगा हुआ देखा है। आई हैव सीन दैट कुमकुम ऑन योर मोस्टेजेस विच इज ऑन द चेस्ट ऑफ कृष्णा व्हेन ही इज एम्ब्रेसिंग ए गर्ल। तुम उस पुष्प का स्पर्श करके अत्यंत अभिमान का अनुभव कर रहे हो और तुम्हारी मूछें रक्ताप हो गई है। दैट इज वाई यू आर फीलिंग वेरी मच प्राउड दैट कृष्णा इन दिस वे एंजॉयज। तुम मेरे चरण स्पर्श करने को व्याकुल हो किंतु हे भ्रमर मैं तुम्हें चेतावनी देती हूँ कि तुम मेरे स्पर्श न करो। बट यू वॉन्ट टू टच माई फीट बट आई एम वार्निंग यू डोंट टच माई फीट। तुम्हारे अविश्वसनीय स्वामी श्री कृष्ण का कोई भी संदेश मुझे नहीं चाहिए। आई डोंट वॉन्ट एनी काइंड ऑफ मैसेज फ्रॉम योर लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण। उन्होंने भ्रमर को संबोधित किया, तुम्हारे स्वामी श्री कृष्ण के गुण तुम में भी हैं। तुम एक पुष्प पर बैठते हो, उसका थोड़ा मधु लेकर तुम तत्काल उड़ जाते हो और किसी दूसरे पुष्प पर बैठकर उसका रसास्वादन करते हो। तुम ठीक अपने स्वामी श्री कृष्ण की भांति हो। उन्होंने हमें अपने अधरामृत के रसास्वादन का अवसर दिया और फिर हमें त्याग कर चले गए। सो शी इज सेइंग दैट यू हैव ऑल द क्वालिटीज ऑफ योर लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण। यू सिट ऑन वन फ्लावर एंड टेक सम हनी एंड देन गो बैक गो टू अनदर फ्लावर एंड इन दिस वे। उन्होंने हमें अपने अधरामृत के रसास्वादन का अवसर दिया और फिर हमें त्याग कर चले गए। He also gave some opportunity to us to enjoy his lips and then he has abandoned. मुझे यह भी ज्ञात है कि कमलासन पर बैठने वाली भागदेवी लक्ष्मी जी सतत श्री कृष्ण की सेवा करती है। I also know that the goddess of fortune who sits on the lotus flower is continuously serving Lord Krishna. किंतु मुझे यह ज्ञात नहीं कि वे श्री कृष्ण पर इतने मोहित क्यों होंगी। बट आई डोंट नो व्हाई शी इज सो मच अटैच्ड टू कृष्णा। यद्यपि उनको श्री कृष्ण का वास्तविक चरित्र ज्ञात है तथापि वे उन पर अनुरक्त है। जहां तक हमारा संबंध है हम उन लक्ष्मी जी से अधिक बुद्धिमती हैं। अब श्री कृष्ण अथवा उनके दूत हमें और नहीं चल सकते हैं। ऑल्दो शी नोज व्हाट काइंड ऑफ नेचर ऑफ कृष्णा इज बट स्टिल शी इज so much attached to Krishna, but we are more intelligent than Lakshmi ji, and Krishna or his messenger cannot cheat us. Srimati Radharani ne aage kaha, are murkh bhramar, tum Sri Krishna ka yash gaan karke aur mujhe santusht karke puraskar praapt karna chahte ho, kintu yah ek vyarth ka prayas hai. Oh fool bumblebee, you are glorifying Krishna and trying to satisfy me and get some gift from me, but that is completely useless. Hum to puri tarah dhan sampatti se vihin hai. We don't have any money. Hum apne ghar parivar se dur hai. We are very far from our house and family. Hum Sri Krishna ke vishay mein bhali bhanti janti hai. We know very well about Krishna. Hame tumse bhi adhik jankari hai. Atev tum unke vishay mein kuch bhi kahoge तो वह हमारे लिए एक सुनी हुई कहानी के समान होगा। सो वी नो बेटर देन यू एंड व्हाट एवर यू स्पीक अबाउट कृष्णा वी नो मच बेटर देन दैट। श्री कृष्ण अब नगर में रहते हैं और अर्जुन के सखा के रूप में प्रसिद्ध हैं। नाउ ही इज स्टेइंग इन सिटी एंड वेरी मच फेमस फॉर बीइंग फ्रेंड ऑफ अर्जुना। अब उनकी अनेक नवीन सखियां हैं और निस्संदेह वे श्री कृष्ण के साथ अत्यंत प्रसन्न हैं। ही हैज नाउ मेनी गर्लफ्रेंड्स and those girls are very much happy with him. यदि तुम वहां जाकर श्री कृष्ण का यश गान करो तो वे प्रसन्न होकर तुम्हें पुरस्कार देंगे। If you go to those girls and glorify Krishna, then they will give you a nice gift. किंतु तुम जो छल करना चाहते हो वह मुझे ज्ञात है. मुझे ज्ञात है कि तुम एक बहुत बड़े छलिया श्री कृष्ण के दूत हो, अतएव तुम मेरा पीछा छोड़ दो. You want to cheat me, I know very well. Because you are the messenger of a cheater. So please, don't come to me. मैं समझ सकती हूँ कि तुम दो विरोधियों का पुनर्मिलन कराने में अत्यंत कुशल हो, किंतु तुम्हें यह ज्ञात होना चाहिए कि मैं ना तो तुम पर भरोसा कर सकती हूँ ना तुम्हारे श्री कृष्ण पर. I know that you are very much expert to make friendship between two enemies. But you should know that I don't believe you nor your Lord Krishna. हमने केवल श्री कृष्ण के लिए अपना परिवार, पति, संतान व संबंधियां सबका त्याग कर दिया और इसके बदले उन्होंने हमारे प्रति कोई भी आभार नहीं अनुभव किया. We have abandoned our family, husband, children and kinsmen, but still he was not obliged with us. उन्होंने हमें पूरी तरह त्याग दिया है. He has completely abandoned us. क्या तुम सोच सकते हो कि हम पुनः श्री कृष्ण पर विश्वास करेंगे? Can you think that still we can believe Krishna? श्री कृष्ण अब कुलीन समाज में है और उन्हें नव युवतियों से मित्रता करने में कठिनाई हो रही होगी. Now Krishna is in the society,
कुलीन,
in the high society, and now he may be getting some difficulty in making friendship with girls. संभवतः तुम यहाँ उनके पक्ष में तर्क करने आए हो अथवा हमें वहां ले जाने के लिए आए हो. Maybe that you have come here to make us in favor of him or to take us there. किंतु श्री कृष्ण यह अपेक्षा क्यों करते हैं कि हम वहां जाएंगे? But why Krishna wants that we should go there? श्री कृष्ण तो ना केवल वृंदावन मथुरा अभी तो पूरे ब्रह्मांड में सभी युवतियों को आकर्षित करने की योग्यता रखते हैं. कृष्णा हैज एबिलिटी टू अट्रैक्ट द गर्ल्स नॉट ओनली वृंदावन और मथुरा बट द होल यूनिवर्स. उनकी अद्भुत तथा मोहिनी मुस्कान इतनी मोहक है और उनकी भ्रू भंगिमा इतनी सुंदर है कि वे स्वर्ग लोक, भूलोक अथवा पाताल लोक से किसी भी स्त्री को बुला सकते हैं. His smile is so much charming. His eyebrows, movement of eyebrows is so much beautiful that he can call the girl from heavenly planet or earth planet or पाताल लोक. हम तो अत्यंत तुच्छ हैं, but we are nothing before them. श्री कृष्ण स्वयं को अत्यंत उदार कहते हैं और महान संतगण उनकी स्तुति करते हैं. हम अत्यंत दीन तथा श्री कृष्ण द्वारा उपेक्षित हैं, अतः यदि वे हम पर थोड़े दया दिखाएंगे तो उनके गुणों का वास्तविक उपयोग हो सकता है. कृष्णा क्लेम्स टू बी वेरी मैग्नानिमस एंड दिस सेज ग्रेट सेजेस एंड सेंटली पर्संस ऑलवेज ग्लोरीफाई हिम एंड वी आर ऑलरेडी left by Krishna. If he shows little bit mercy on us, then only his qualities will be successful. Hey Deen Dut, तुम तो अल्प बुद्धि सेवक मात्र हो, तुम्हें श्री कृष्ण के विषय में अधिक ज्ञात नहीं है. ओ पुअर बम्बुल बी, यू आर वेरी लेस इंटेलिजेंट सर्वेंट एंड यू डोंट नो मच अबाउट कृष्णा. तुम्हें ज्ञात नहीं है कि वे कितने अकृतज्ञ और कठोर हैं. You don't know how much cruel he is. ना केवल इस जन्म में, हमने अपनी दादी पौर्णमासी से सुना है, उन्होंने हमें बताया है कि इससे पहले जन्म में श्री कृष्ण एक क्षत्रिय परिवार में प्रकट हुए थे और श्री रामचंद्र के नाम से विख्यात. Our grandmother Purnamasi has told that in his previous life he was Ramchandra, बॉर्न इन क्षत्रिय फैमिली. उस जन्म में अपने एक मित्र के शत्रु बालिका एक क्षत्रिय की भांति वध करने के स्थान पर उन्होंने एक व्याधि की भांति उसका वध किया. एंड इन दिस लाइफ ही किल्ड बाली हु वाज द एनिमी ऑफ हिज फ्रेंड. ही किल्ड बाली लाइक ए हंटर
एक ब्याज एक सुरक्षित स्थान में छुपकर पशु के सामने आए बिना हिसका वध करता है। अतः भगवान श्री रामचंद्र को एक क्षत्रिय की भांति बाले से प्रत्यक्ष युद्ध करना चाहिए था, किंतु अपने मित्र द्वारा प्रेरित होकर उन्होंने एक वृक्ष के पीछे से उसका वध किया था। एज ए क्षत्रिय ही शुड हैव फॉट विद बाली फेस टू फेस, बट बिकॉज ऑफ इंस्पिरेशन फ्रॉम हिज फ्रेंड ही किल्ड बाली फ्रॉम ए डिस्टेंस hiding a tree, hiding in the tree. वे सीता के सौंदर्य के प्रति इतने आकर्षित थे कि उन्होंने रावण की बहन शूर्पणखा की नाक व कान काट कर उसे कुरूप कर दिया। And he was so much attracted by the beauty of Sita that he made sister of Ravana ugly by cutting nose and ears. शूर्पणखा ने राम जी के सामने विवाह का प्रस्ताव किया और एक क्षत्रिय के रूप में उन्हें उसे संतुष्ट करना चाहिए था। Since Lord Rama was Kshatriya, so he was supposed to satisfy Shurpankha because she was proposing marriage. किंतु वे इतने स्वार्थी थे कि वे सीता देवी को ना भूल सके और शूर्पणखा को गुरु बना दिया। But he was so much selfish that he could not forget Sita Devi and he made Shurpankha ugly. क्षत्रिय रूप में उस जन्म के पूर्व वे बावन देव के नाम से एक ब्राह्मण के बालक में रूप में प्रकट हुए थे। एंड बिफोर दैट ही वाज बोर्न इन द फैमिली ऑफ ब्राह्मणास नेम्ड वामना देव। उस समय उन्होंने बलि महाराज से दान मांगा था। इन दैट लाइफ ही आस्क्ड सम चैरिटी फ्रॉम बलि महाराज। बलि महाराज इतने उदार थे कि उन्होंने वामन देव को अपना सर्वस्व दे दिया, किंतु वामन देव के रूप में श्री कृष्ण ने अकृतज्ञता से उन्हें एक कौवे की भांति बंदी बनाकर उन्हें पाताल लोक की राजधानी में डाल दिया। बलि महाराज वाज सो मैग्नानिमस दैट ही गेव एवरीथिंग इन चैरिटी टू वामनदेव, बट वामनदेव वाज सो मच अनग्रेटफुल दैट लाइक ए क्रो ही बाउंड इम्प्रिजन्ड बलि महाराज एंड पुट इन पाताल लोक। हमें श्री कृष्ण के विषय में सब ज्ञात है कि वह कितने अकृतज्ञ हैं। वी नो एवरीथिंग अबाउट कृष्णा हाउ मच अनग्रेटफुल ही इज। हम वृंदावन की गोपियां इन श्याम वर्ण किशोर से और मैत्री नहीं करना चाहती हैं, किंतु हमें यह नहीं ज्ञात है कि हम उनकी लीलाओं के विषय में वार्तालाप करना और उनका स्मरण करना किस प्रकार त्याग कर सकेंगे। वी आर द गर्ल्स ऑफ वृंदावन एंड वी डोंट वॉन्ट एनी मोर फ्रेंडशिप विद दिस ब्लैक बॉय, बट वी डोंट नो हाउ टू फॉरगेट हिम। मेरे विचार में किसी को श्री कृष्ण के विषय में नहीं सुनना चाहिए, क्योंकि जैसे ही श्री कृष्ण के लीलामृत की एक भी बूंद कान में पड़ती है वैसे ही व्यक्ति तत्काल ही द्वंद्व राग और द्वेष के स्तर से ऊपर उठ जाता है। आई थिंक दैट नोबडी शुड हियर एनीथिंग अबाउट कृष्णा बिकॉज एज सून एज वन लिसन्स ए ड्रॉप ऑफ हिज पास्टाइम्स नेक्टेरियन पास्टाइम्स इन हिज ईयर्स वेरी सून ही इज लिबरेटेड from the duality of hatred and attachment. Iska paranam.
Looks like everybody is sleeping here. If you want, we can have a class this evening and we can read from English Krishna book what you all suggest.
Make his water hot at the same time, simultaneously. And then after the massage, he apologized to Prabhupada that actually I forgot to make your water hot. And then Prabhupada did not say anything at all. And he waited for about 20 minutes in that condition for the water to get hot. But then the next day, Hari Sudhi Prabhu was very enthusiastic. And then he got the bucket, he got the water together, he put the filament in the water, but he forgot to switch the plug on. And then he was very enthusiastically massaging Prabhupada in this way. And then in the end he realized that the water was not hot. He had forgotten to put the switch on. And then Prabhupada chastised him for this type of negligence. And then actually that was one type of anger which he said Prabhupada displayed. And then on another occasion, he was explaining how when in connection with the in connection with the land, when Prabhupada wanted to get the land in Juhu, Bombay, then there was so much legal entanglement and problems, implications the devotees were going through. I'm sure all of us must have heard about it or read about it in the Srila Prabhupada Leelamrita. And then after all of that endeavor, once when the devotees phoned Srila Prabhupada and told him that they had cancelled that agreement, and then Prabhupada demanded to speak, or the devotee Giriraj Maharaj told Prabhupada that Tamal Krishna Maharaj had actually cancelled that agreement. And then the next day, Tamal Krishna Maharaj phoned Srila Prabhupada and told him what he had done. And Srila Prabhupada didn't tell him a thing. He just simply kept the phone down. So he said that was another type of anger which he manifested. And the third type of anger which he manifested, which is sometimes referred to as the maryada defect, or when sometimes one oversteps the bounds of etiquette. Like there's a type of etiquette when one is dealing with a guru or amongst Vaishnavas. When one oversteps this type of etiquette, then it's called the maryada defect, or this type of overstepping the mark. And then one day, Harisuri Prabhu, he was telling Prabhupada wanted to go to a preaching engagement. But Prabhupada was also very sick at that time. And then Harisuri Prabhu, he went up to Prabhupada and he started speaking to Prabhupada in such a way where he was overstepping the mark, and he was telling Prabhupada that you cannot go, you're so sick, and you know your health, and it's not going to be practical for you to go, there's going to be so much problems. And then Prabhupada just lifted his finger like that and he stopped. And then immediately Harisuri Prabhu could understand that he was overstepping the mark, and this by that action he could understand. So like this, I found on my personal realization that because we did not have any type of personal association with Srila Prabhupada, but the more we associate with those devotees who have had association with Srila Prabhupada, then we ourselves can we can develop or gain a type of appreciation which is objective and not something which is sentimental. Even Srila Prabhupada himself did not like any type of sentimental offering or attachment. Just like one time there was in the Krishna Balaram Mandir, every morning he used to go out for his morning walks, and then every morning this devotee used to be there, you know, with dandavats, always on reverence. And then one day Prabhupada said, why don't you do something practical? On another occasion also Prabhupada said that if you want to please me, then do as I have done. Then simply do as I have done. So like this, I found that by hearing in the association of devotees, it has increased my appreciation of Prabhupada. Because the way of course in the scripture it is also mentioned that one cannot understand the activities and the behavior of one who is situated in pure love of Godhead. But Srila Prabhupada, we can see that he was, of course, anyone can easily understand that he is an extraordinary representative of our Guru Parampara. There's so many things pointing to the fact that Srila Prabhupada was going to come and start this Krishna consciousness movement. Even Jagadish Maharaj, he was taking one verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the verse where it is mentioned that on the other hand, those literatures which are full of the glories of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are meant to create a revolution in the impious lives of a misdirected civilization. So practically before, we have no experience of where the Srimad Bhagavatam has created this revolution in the impious lives of a misdirected civilization. It's only when Prabhupada has come that we can see that how is the holy name of the Lord has gone to every town and village. And again in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Adi Leela, chapter 9, the other day Maharaj was reading at the initiation ceremony how Lord Chaitanya was lamenting that there's so many fruits and I'm the only gardener. How many places can I go? And towards the end of that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that therefore I order every man in this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and to spread it everywhere. So practically before, there was no one who has done this. So there's so many things even in our scriptures pointing to the fact that Srila Prabhupada was going to come and to spread this mission to every town and village in the world.
Arrivo.
Just one other story I wanted to mention, which I found very enlightening.
Only
in the
one
way.
More. And then more stories we would like to hear, because some other day. Now we know you have some stories. We did not know that your storehouse of stories. He has gathered so many stories within a month. He has heard Sasura Maharaj speak and done the course. So it's appropriate that those who took part in the course share their realizations with those who are wandering in the forest. How bright. So if you want to tell a story briefly, we are ready. Otherwise, you must get ready some more stories and for future.
Well, I like this. In fact, I felt very enlivened after I heard this story. It was Dhananjana Prabhu. Dhananjaya Prabhu was. He also came towards the end of the course. He was the first temple president of our Krishna Balaram Mandir, and then he came there, and he was also. The point came about how, or Sadzwarup Maharaj explained how you could appreciate, or it was very difficult to understand Srila Prabhupada, and how he was seeing things from a different angle of vision altogether from what we were seeing. And then he gave the example of how in the Krishna Balaram Mandir, in the beginning, he was, when he heard that Srila Prabhupada was coming, then he very enthusiastically, he was getting the quarters ready for the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, the offices. He was like furnishing it and getting everything nicely together, all the books packed in nicely. And he thought that when Prabhupada comes, and when he sees all these books in this way and there's such a nice arrangement, he will be very, very enlivened. So when Prabhupada came, he brought him into the, he was taking him on around the temple, and then he brought him into this room. And then he was showing Prabhupada. He gave him a nice seat, and then he was expecting some nice words from Prabhupada. Then he went through all this endeavor just to get this room together, and then Prabhupada would somehow or the other praise it. And then Prabhupada took his seat, and he simply said, sex life. So Dhananjaya Prabhu couldn't understand the statement of Prabhupada, that he made so much, he went through all that endeavor, and you know, you just to please Prabhupada, and the only thing Prabhupada comes and says, sex life. So then he asked Prabhupada, he was like completely befuddled. And then Prabhupada looked up, and then all the devotees looked up, and then he had forgotten to close the vent, and two pigeons had come and were sitting on the fan, and they were having sex up there. So So Prabhupada told Dhananjaya, this is your problem. You are looking at things like this, and I'm seeing things like this. I'll just tell one more story before Maharaj could come. So he would come, let's stop quickly. Of course, it's very difficult, even we, although we like, we've taken birth in Indian bodies, but because we haven't been exposed, or you know, so not so much of the culture is true where we are. Sometimes when we come to India also we kind of get like a culture shock when we see different types of things or arrangements. And then Sadhguru